the Rooster Creek Bridge, a landmark at Lake Texoma State Park. Yellow paint covers the metal truss structure that spans the creek as it opens into Oklahoma's second largest lake. When the lake's this low, you can walk right underneath it, past dusty mussel shells, and out to these piles of rock slabs set up as fish habitats. And I can't see them, but Bob Jackman says there are elephants in this lake, too.
The problem you're facing is you've got some big elephants in your Lake Texoma. They're big, wild ones.
Jackman is a Tulsa geologist and water consultant who spoke to area residents at a community meeting in Kingston last weekend.
One of them is the drought, and I agree with the gentleman up there. The drought is affecting your lake levels.
Texoma is experiencing a kind of trickle-down drought effect. The lake is fed by the Red River, which flows through drought-stricken areas of Oklahoma and Texas, so less water is making it to the reservoir.
Then you have also drainage. That's by Southwest Power Authority. That's one of your villains. Also the Corps of Engineers. I have caught the Corps of Engineers in so many lies, it's just unbelievable.
No one from the Corps or Southwestern Power Administration was at the meeting to defend the continued use of the lake for hydroelectric power generation, which does contribute to lower water levels. But in a January press release, Colonel Richard Pratt, commander of the Corps' Tulsa District, says in times of drought, Texoma's significant power and water supply storage is needed, or the region wouldn't have consistent water and electricity. He says there are already power production limits in place, and if the drought gets worse, more will come.
The Corps should not allow that much water to go out in generating power. I don't care what their rules say, it is wrong.
The people at the meeting are also mad about an agreement between the governors of Texas and Oklahoma that lets towns in North Texas take water from Oklahoma's side of the lake.
Is there any possible injunction that could take place as part of this litigation over the memorandum of understanding to prevent them from taking water?
Another issue is the promised construction of a new resort to take the place of Lake Texoma State Park, something residents are still waiting on from the developer, Point Vista.
5 years ago, they took our lodge away from us. It was a cornerstone of our tourist industry in this area. They broke the contract, which said 1 year after they were going to take that lodge away, they were going to come back with a resort. And still, we have nothing coming out of the ground. They're not proposing anything. And it's killing all of these businesses around here. That's what we thrived off of.
That's right.
There's talk of lawsuits and bills to address all these issues. None of it's certain. For residents, joining in the county's cleanup of the lake bed while the water is low is something they can do now, in this front line of a battle over a dwindling resource. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.